What a day that we're living in is a day, and I've said it before, and you feel it in your spirit, a day of confusion. It really is. But I'm so glad that God not only is the healer of our knees and the healer of our backs, He's the healer of our souls. He's the balm of Gilead. He's the one that makes the way for you where there seemeth to be no way. Have you ever had a need for God to make a way for you? Do something for you? Take care of you? Open up a door, close a door? Answer a prayer? Yes, we have. But I'm so glad that my God is able to take care of every one of our needs. That's a simple statement. It is a true statement. God is for your good, not for your destruction. God is for your good, not your destruction. God is for your health. He's for your wealth. He's for the blessings that does not seem to help anybody else except you when you need it. And when you need a blessing, you need a blessing. I want you to turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 through 12. Actually, a little excerpt from this particular scripture. Amen. How many likes to fly? I like to fly. I hope I don't get too old to try this one thing. I like to jump off of a mountain. Well, I mean, I like to get one of those bat suits. Have you seen those? It's, you jump off. They jump off a mountain and they hold their hands out and the wing, their arms. Anybody seen that? I don't know what they call that. Wingsuit. That's simple enough. Can you just imagine the thrill of jumping off of the side of a mountain? Yeah, you can. Come on. I mean, standing there looking down as far as you can see, and you just kind of lean forward. It's like falling in the arms of Jesus. And the updraft catches you under your wings and wingsuit. Is that right? Wingsuit. They tell me you can reach speeds up to about 90 miles an hour, maybe 100 miles an hour. Superman has nothing on that. Just to trust your wingsuit. And pray there's no holes in the wings. Now, if I get into a wingsuit, you know, you're in that suit and zip it up. You kind of feel more comfortable. Something's wrapped around you. I've never been real comfortable about bailing out a perfectly good airplane with a parachute. You know why? Because I don't know who packed that parachute. They could have had an off day that day. My son Craig, several years ago, a group from this church, a bunch of young adults, young kids, decided to go to Anderson and go parachuting. And we went with them, and some adults went with them, and these young adults, and they went down, at an airport at Anderson, and they took about a couple of hours of training of how to jump out of the airplane, how to count so many seconds and to pull the cord. And they had them out on the wing of the aircraft sitting on the ground and had them walk out on the strut hanging on. And of course, the wind wasn't blowing in their face, and they wasn't going however fast that airplane would go. And they had practiced turning loose. We're standing on the ground, and the airplane took off and went up. I forget how high it was, where it was, I don't know, what, 10,000 feet, let's say. Person came out of the airplane. Parachute opened up. It was time for Craig's. I don't know if anybody's still here that remembers that. Went down. Craig got on the edge of the airplane, got on the strut out there and turned loose. And he kept falling. Kept falling. He had pulled that ripcord, and the chute popped out, and the guide, whatever, ropes were tangled. And we can see the chute that didn't open and him falling out of the sky. You talk about having a prayer meeting. We had one. Sister Cox and I and whoever else was there with that, we were in earnest prayer. We were praying. And finally, the chute opened. When Craig got to the ground, I think his nerves were a little bit frayed. He was telling about how he was trying to untangle the ropes. He was a jerking and he was a pulling. And you got to understand that situation like that, your seconds go by pretty quick. Amen. And the ground is coming up faster. This is why I believe God doesn't trust anything except himself. Right. You can try to devise many ways to keep you safe and keep you in a right place. And if God, who is a God of truth that cannot swear by anything else except himself, is not going to trust anybody else or anything else to take care of you except himself. He wants you to be safe. He wants you to be taken care of. He wants to do all of that. And he wants to do it all by himself. When you think that you're falling, he's there to catch you. When you're in your most difficult, stressful place in life, he is there to hold you up. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 11 through 12, with me this morning, if you'll turn there in your Bibles. Interesting scripture. It is written here, as an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them. She takes her wings and beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. God will not tolerate or want you to follow a strange God. He alone is my God. He alone is my Savior. He alone is who I put my trust in. No other can do for me or you what Jesus Christ can do. And so the writer here is simply saying, here is this eagle. She stirs up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings with them, beareth them on her wings. So this is what I want to share with you, what the Lord has shared with me, is this thought here. Living on the wing of an eagle. Living on the wing of an eagle. What are you living on this morning? God wants to bear you up. Sometimes we're in a place where He has to stir us a little bit. We're in the body of Christ. We're in His nest, so to speak. He stirs us up, and then there's things that He moves on us about, or gives us a burden for, or gives us a vision for. He stirs up the nest. Sometimes He wants us to move in directions of life and ministry, and we're afraid to get out of the nest. Again, I'll never forget the most dynamic moment when we was on the mission field. And Doug was going to Bible college here in the States, and Craig, the youngest of our boys, went with us to Germany. It got to time that we felt like he needed to go back to the States and finish his high school year in the States. While in Germany, he was going to military school, U.S. military school. I took Craig to the airport to catch the plane in Frankfurt, Germany. He flew off, and I drove back to Nuremberg, Germany, where we was living at the time. I got home. My dear, wonderful wife wondered if I wanted something to eat, and I said, just a little bit of something, and she fixed some soup. I'm sitting in the kitchen, and for the first time that we've lived in that old German farmhouse, for the first time, the clock on the kitchen wall, I heard it. Tick, 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 tick. And at that moment, I felt so empty and alone. Not because Sister Cox wasn't there. It was the one that had caught my attention and living with every day was no longer there. God is the very thing, the substance that helps us to get through life. When Jesus cried on the cross of Calvary, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? It was the eternal spirit that dwelleth in him that was no longer there. God withdrew his spirit that this man, Christ Jesus, as a lamb hanging on the cross, would bear all the sins of mankind. When you are empty, and when you feel that God is no longer there, it's one of the worst moments of your life. Because there's an emptiness that nothing else can satisfy or fill in your life. One of the problems with people who walk away from God is the devil will try to convince them that nobody will ever love you if you go back. And that's a lie. If you're here this morning and you do not know how to come back to God, or if you're watching on streaming this morning and you think, I don't know how to get back to church or how to get back to a local assembly, let me tell you how you do that. You walk up to the church building, open up the door, and you walk in. You'll be surprised at the people that will love you and smother you with love and kindness and happy that you come back home. How do I know that? Because Jesus Christ was thrilled when the prodigal son came back home. God is all about taking care of you. God does not want you to be lonely. God does not want you to feel like that you're left out. Life does not run on an even keel, no matter what or who you are. No matter how spiritual you are here this morning, life does not run on an even keel. In Ecclesiastes of the Old Testament, chapter 9, verse 11, says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. God has made us in the likeness of His image, of His character and His purpose. He does not want you to become a failure, does not want you to become lost. He Himself is able to do all things that no one else could ever do for your life. Matthew chapter 5, verse 45, that you may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For He maketh His sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. In the world that you live in, there are things that just is not running on an even keel. But God understands that things are good and things are bad. God wants to take care and make everything good for your life. God wants our good. And I believe we must believe that. God is never out to hurt you, never out to destroy you, never out to see that any harm comes to you. His first act after creation in Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28, and it says that God blessed them. You see, our immature understanding, like a child, sees things not too clearly. But God being the parent, God being our Father, He wants to take care of you. Why does He let things happen to me? Because He loves us too much. Sometimes He has to allow us to experience things that will get our attention. Sometimes He will have to cause us to go through some things to be able to teach us a lesson. Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. God works all things out for your good. Moses compared his aspect of God to an eagle. Moses saw three ways God deals with us. He is a disturber in Deuteronomy 32 and 11, as an eagle stirreth up her nest. Moses saw God as a developer. He fluttereth over his young. Then he saw God as a deliverer, spreadeth abroad the wings, taketh them, beareth them on the wings. God is a determined God for you to be able to be blessed, to have your destiny worked out for you. The reason why He cared so much for you is because human man, Adam, Eve, lost their way. there came a disturbance, and they were confused, and they did what God asked them not to do. You or I, left on our own, will make the mistakes. You and I, left on our own thinking and ability, trying to work things out in our lives, become a failure because we do not know the ending from the beginning. But you serve a Creator who knows the ending from the beginning. You serve a God that maketh the way where there seemeth to be no way. And the reason why it seemeth to be no way is because we don't know the way. Jesus told the disciples, I am the way, I am the life, and I am the truth. When you don't know what truth is, you need to turn to Jesus Christ because He's the author of truth and life. Amen? God's determined for you to reach your destiny. New converts have everything provided, like babies that are born. This is good. It is God's plan. You cannot stay a baby forever. So sometimes He will nudge you out of the nest or your comfortability. Yes. But if He does that, if you feel moved in the Spirit of God, rest assured, here's the wings spread out. And if you seem like you're failing or you're falling, here is the eagle swooping under you, catching you. I wanted to know if that's true or not. So I went searching and looking. And I found out that mother eagles do sweep under their young and catches them with their wings and soars in the heights of the heavens, catching the current that's moving. The Spirit of God is the thing that moves the currents of our life. And if you're living for Jesus Christ and you feel like you're a failure, rest assured your destiny is lined out for you, and He is going to swoop in under you as a mother eagle and pick you up and bear you up on eagle's wings. Oh, come on, somebody. Don't sit here forlorn as if you do not know what God can do. If you don't, I'm here to tell you this morning through this Word of God that He will bear you up. When we think about God being a disturber, sometimes He makes us uncomfortable. Problems and troubles will come along. Doesn't mean that God is mad at you. Doesn't mean that you've done something terrible that He cannot straighten out. He loves us as we are, but He won't leave us there. He knows we are accomplishing more than we understand. When we look at times that seems dangerous, Moses realized that that time that he'd gone through his life. Trouble is not designed to take us further from God. Most people, when they run into a problem or a difficult situation, they want to run away from God. Let me tell you this morning, if you find your place being disturbed, as if the mother eagle is stirring up that nest, I'm here to tell you, maybe this message is for one person this morning, but that one person is worth everything to see them in right relationship with God. God wants you to be understanding the fact is that even though He stirs you up, He still loves you and He will still bear you up on His own wings and own ability. When you do not know what to pray for, here comes His Spirit and intercedes and prays for you when you do not know how to pray. Power of God taking care of your needs. Prayer, church attendance, worship. God knows it is dangerous. He will risk rather than have you to walk away or to leave Him. It is not random. God is not playing games. People sometimes only think about God when they come to church, perhaps, or when they need Him the most. He only disturbs because He's the developer of your life. Scripture says He fluttereth over the young. Fluttereth over the young. Genesis 1 and 2, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Yeah. Understand this. There is no problem, no situation that God cannot speak to. I'm going to say that again. Amen. Some of you are sitting here with some problems or difficulties in your life or your family. There is no problem, no chaos, no disturbance that God cannot speak to. He will speak to it. What is chaos and darkness when God speaks to it? He creates. He moved on the face of the deep. How did chaos get there? Let me tell you my theory, and I think that I'm right. According to Scripture, Satan was cast out of heaven. Where was he cast out to? He's cast out to the earth. Scientist says there was a huge meteor that came out of the sky and the heavens and crashed in the earth and killed all the dinosaurs. And I think I know what the meteor was. Is when Satan hit this earth after being cast out of heaven. Anything that the devil's involved with is chaos and disorder. Amen? You have some chaos and disorder going in your life. Let me tell you who's the author of that. It's the devil. It's Satan. You thought it was your relative. You thought it was the boss at the job. You thought it was your wife or your husband. No, let me tell you who is the author of confusion. It's Satan. It's the devil. When I hear somebody says, I'm just confused. Well, who's confused you? Isn't God? Because the Bible says He is not the author of confusion. So if He's not the author of confusion, who is the author of confusion? It's the devil. Say, folks, he'll lie to you. He'll lie to you and say, well, you're smarter than God. Eve, you know, God knows that as soon as you take a bite of that fruit from that tree, you're just going to be as smart as He is. Anything that seems opposite of God, you understand who's the author of that. Who told you to walk away from God? It wasn't God. He wants to bear you up on eagle's wings. Who told you that God didn't love you? It wasn't God. He went to the cross of Calvary and spread His arms and nailed Him to the cross because He loved you so much He's willing to die for your sins. Who told you the chaos that you're living in cannot be spoken to and new can come out of it? Who told you that? Sure wasn't God, because God speaks life. Because He said, I want you to have life and that life more abundantly. God is not about subtracting from you. He's about adding to you. God is not about you falling and failing. He's about lifting you up above the shadows that you can plant your feet upon higher ground in life. Let's lift our hands and worship the Lord for a moment. I know this is a tough message here, trying to press through, but let me tell you, God wants you to hear this word this morning. God's got a blueprint for your life. I said He's got a blueprint for your life. He knows where He wants you to walk. He knows where He wants you to go. God wants to use you. He'll take a murderer. He'll take a prosecutor. Saul of Tarsus was a murderer. He prosecuted, arrested, and put Christians in jail. Held the coat of the accusers who accused Stephen and watched Stephen to be stoned to death. But it was God who had a blueprint for Saul of Tarsus. Knocked him to the ground, blinded his eyes, and then speaks to another man and says, I've got need for this man called Saul of Tarsus, and I want you to go down there and talk to him. He wound up baptizing him in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Saul was changed to Paul, and Paul became the purpose of God to the Gentiles. Don't tell me that somebody's beyond saving. Don't tell me somebody has messed up so bad that God can't turn their life around and use their life. You're sitting here. God did it for you. God will do it for whosoever will. But come and drink of the water of life freely. God will change your life because He's got a blueprint for a prayer warrior. He's got a blueprint for a soul winner, a worshiper, a supporter. He's got a blueprint for somebody to be used in the gifts of the Spirit. What are you saying, Pastor? God wants to develop you. He will drive you to the edge of the nest sometimes. You say, I can't do this. I have no capability of doing this. I can't share my faith. I can't do this. I can't do that. Let me tell you what. I understand what you're saying. When you're on a stand, when you're on the edge of a nest that's about 100 feet high in the air, and you're looking over the nest, Mama, it's awful far down there. I looked at some pictures and I saw some little eaglets, little small eagles. Well, they don't have very big wings. They're little small wings. And Mama keeps pushing them right to the edge. Quit, stop. What are you doing to me, God? Why are you trying to get me out of my comfort zone? It's awful nice here. I got feathers and all this stuff. But the Bible says, you know, sometimes Mama Eagle will just take those sticks that she had so woven in there, so nice, and she stirs them up so when you try to sit down, oh, ouch. Ah! I think God's stirring up your nest. I really think God's stirring up your nest.
Yes.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
I don't want to say, how you doing? God loves you. Ouch. But then God stirs up the nest.
Right.
I want to do something for God, and I just don't want to get to the edge of the nest. I don't want to go flying. I don't want to try that. That's like coming to Jesus. Sometimes people just don't want to come to Jesus. They want to, but they just don't have the nerve to do it. And so God stirs you up. He drops a tongue of a wagon on your toe. He gets you in a situation where all you can do is just kind of listen to Him. Mm-hmm. What is He doing? He's kind of stir up the nest. Things kind of sticking you, kind of poking you a little bit. Mother drives the little eaglets to the edge of the nest. And down they fall. and the little wings are flapping like crazy. I mean, if you don't know how to fly, you're not for sure if the thing's going to work or not. True. I looked it up. Internet told me so. Because on the internet, it's got to be true, right? Them little wings are just going like crazy. God knows you haven't developed yet. Come on, God knows that you don't have it down good yet. You're just, the little wings are just going like crazy. Look it up. The internet will tell you. And here comes Mama. There's nothing like being caught by God. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, I feel the Spirit of God here. There's nothing like being caught by God. But just lift your hands right now. Come on. Everybody here, just lift your hands. Come on. Oh, God. When the praise team was singing this morning, I felt an updraft. Living on eagle's wings. I feel in the Holy Ghost, somebody needs to understand this. This is for a person here this morning. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about it. If God can speak to chaos, He can speak in your chaos. If He can arise from a boat and speak, peace, be still. If He's no respecter of person, I'm tumbling, I'm falling. And he swoops down. And all of a sudden things level out. Because God cannot lie. He said that He would bear you up on eagle's wings. The reason why I'm preaching this little message this morning is because I couldn't get away from it, obviously. I come early this morning and say, God, what do you really want me to feed the sheep with? If one person in here feels like that you are a failure, feels like your life is in chaos, if one person, if you can grab a hold and understand that God wants you to live on His wings, on His Spirit. Amen. He wants you to soar with Him. What kind of suit is that again? A wingsuit. Get on the edge of the nest. There's times you just need to fall on the wings of the Lord.
That's right. Come on.
He doth maketh a way where there seemeth to be none.
Amen.
What would it be like just I don't know if you tick me up an offering or not to buy me a wingsuit. It's the same courage that if I'm on the edge of the cliff to turn loose and free fall. Would God do this for me? Would God do this for me? You will never know until you begin the free fall.
Yes.
You just never know if you get the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues or not until you just absolutely free fall in prayer and forget about anything and everything else around you. The next thing you know, you're driving down the road and you can't help yourself because you're speaking in another language that you never spoke before in your life. Someone says, how do I get the baptism of the Holy Ghost? You just free fall in the arms of God. And He'll bear you up. You're sitting beside one of the smartest young men that I know. You are sitting beside one of the bravest men that I know.
Amen.
And you're going to free fall into the arms of God, and God's going to carry you in the blueprint of your life. And Kyle's going to free fall into the arms of God because there's a destiny for his life.
Yes.
That's all right. Come on. Amen.
But you'll never discover it until you begin to free fall. Because he said he'll bear you up. This is a fine, young-looking young man.
Amen.
What does the future hold for him? I tell you what holds for him. Amazing things.
Thank you, Lord.
Amazing things.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody want to soar and live on the wings of an eagle? Let's stand together, shall we? Come on. Said, you're silly, Pastor. Nah. Faith will take you where you've never been before. Trust in God will take you where you've never experienced before. But you'll never experience it until you absolutely surrender. Surrender to Him. People take drugs to try to get loose from the earth and the problems thereof. Some will drink themselves to death trying to find that moment where they're released from every heartache and hurt in their life. And multitudes like you will get hooked on Jesus. Man, there's nothing like when the praise team is singing and the song, you begin to soar. I'm sorry. I sometimes may look like I'm not too dignified, but I just love to soar. You got a problem? Yeah. You got a heartache? Plenty of those. But they're all gone when I fall. And I'm living on the wings of an eagle.
Yes, 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 yes.
And feel the updraft of the Spirit of God. And He speaks peace in the time of a storm. And creation of something new in the time of chaos. That's the God we serve today. That's the God who makes all things new. That's the God that you could fall into the arms of and live on His wings. I want you to lift your hands one more time you do that. I want you to just thank the Lord for His goodness and His mercy to you. That He has borne you up. That He has spoken into your life and spoken into your spirit. Church, this is the time of living on the wings of the eagle. God wants to take this church, this congregation, to the higher heights. He's got a blueprint of destiny for your lives. As I said, some as prayer warriors, some who can speak forth a word to someone's spirit and heart and change their lives.